Happy New Year. Happy New, happy this moment is fundamentally our life and our practice. To be new this moment means to allow self-stories to be forgotten so that we could be awake right here, right now, is to notice if we're getting entangled in so-called old acquaintances. They can be forgotten for a moment. That's how we say forget self. That's what Dogen says. Studying the self, noticing so-called old acquaintance stories when they come up, so that we can then open to forgetting self stories right here, now, just for a moment. Don't have to worry about it. When they're needed, they will return, arise. But happy this moment is breathing right here, is beginner's mind, is really what our life is, whether we know how to skillfully practice with it or not. It's this moment universe revealing itself as our life, and our willingness to appreciate this moment is what Zazen is. Our willingness to embrace this moment and not be blinded by that little aspect called self-centered thoughts or feelings, which arise too. All sorts of yesterdays and tomorrows and should I and shouldn't I might arise, but our practice then is letting them arise and pass without holding on to it or noticing when we're holding on to it, so that right here, right now, is allowing being awakened by the universe as it manifests as our life. So, in a way, Happy New Year is our ongoing practice reminder. Happy New Year, right here. Happy New Year is to embrace it. And it doesn't you don't have to be so-called artificially happy. You can be ordinary. You can be sad. You can be happy. You can be any way it appears. And yet, if we don't entangle in it, then we can take care of the universe that appears, this forms of emptiness and emptiness of forms that is exactly this moment, then we're free to respond. And that's Zazen, responding to the various beings that appear in our life or whose life we appear in the many forms that the universe, that beings manifest. I know in Champaign, it's snowing now. In parts of Illinois, it's snowing. In other parts of the country, here in where I am at the moment, in California, you could see the sunlight over my shoulder coming through. It's what we call cold, it's in the high 30s and low 40s at the moment. But no snow, no rain here at the moment. This is how the universe appears. Sometimes the universe appears as a member of our family who shows up and is not so happy with something, or is very happy, or is doing what we don't want, or not doing what we do want. How do we embrace and respond, whether it's so-called a member of our family or our thoughts about something happening somewhere else in the world, in the city, in the country? That's allowing ourselves to forget old acquaintances, old likes and dislikes as they come up, unless there's something to take care of now. If someone offers you a plate of, let's say, noodles, and you're allergic to noodles, you can say, oh, thank you, but no thank you, I can't eat those. Or, yes, I'll have some of that apple. Or however the universe offers you, might be offering you, tomorrow is work. Oh, I don't want to go to work. Good. Notice the thought and then do what needs to be done and what's skillful. So happy new moment is being beginner's mind, is appreciating by forgetting self stories so that we can be awakened by the universe of this moment. Self stories, self likes and dislikes will arise. But the practice part, the practice opportunity, is to notice when and if we're holding on to them, when and if they're covering our eyes so we don't see and don't hear and can't be in the universe of the beings who share our life with us, or who we share their life. This is fundamentally our practice, whether it's when we're sitting zazen or when we're doing the various other tasks that being alive entail. Each day is the opportunity to greet the universe in the form of our life this moment. That's greeting the whole universe. That's greeting, if I say it, the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in many realms, some whom we recognize and some whom we are not so happy with and we recognize and reject, judge. Notice those thoughts, feelings, just as we do in zazen. Notice when caught up in thoughts, feelings, beliefs about, and then be this bodily experiencing, if we say it that way. Thank you all for joining in this Happy New Year moment. Some of you might be also joining for Sesshin in a few days. We're having Sesshin, which begins Wednesday night and ends Monday midday. And Mushin has put the schedule online, and he's the person to contact if you are participating and wish to participate. You can participate, so to speak, live in the Zendo, where I and Mushin and other people will be, or you can participate live on Zoom from the various realms where you join us. Thank you.